Hello everyone, my name is Jose Tamayo, and on this episode of Blind Cool Tech, I want to cover the subject of obtaining a license for fishing and hunting in Florida. Now, there are many ways that you can obtain a license to fish in Florida, but what I'm focusing on today is a license for people with disabilities. There is a process in order to get a license, and that also provided free of charge for everyone that has a disability. There are other documents within this process which I'm not going to cover. I am basically going to cover just the fishing and hunting license process. Now, without further ado, what I'm going to do is take you to the Florida Wildlife Commission and give you a little bit of information about what they require in order for you to obtain a fishing license. I have loaded JAWS here with defaults, and what I want to do is I want to show you how to get to the website and how to download the PDF document that will allow you to submit your application for a fishing or a hunting license in Florida. Now, why would we want to obtain a fishing or a hunting license in Florida? Well, I am an avid fisherman, and I've been for many, many years right now. And just recently I learned about this free license in Florida, and fishing is something that is very entertaining for individuals like us. If you do like fishing, if you've been fishing before, if you've had sight and you've had the ability to fish before with your own equipment, fishing is something that is a good pastime. I have enjoyed it for many years. I have my own boat, which I don't take out myself just yet. I have a friend of mine who I fish with. But the fishing license is only required if you are fishing from a boat. In other words, if you are not fishing on a physical surface or on a surface that is attached to the earth or to the ground, then you will require a license fishing outside of these structures. So if you are standing on a structure such as a bridge, the side of the ocean, then you do not require a license. If you are on a boat, your own boat, or you are fishing with someone else on their boat, then Florida law requires that you have a license, a fishing license. So here we go. Without further ado, I'm going to take you to the My FWC website, and I think I already have it up, but the link to the page is www.myfwc.org/ADA, which is the Americans with Disabilities Act subpage of the My FWC. But I'm going to go to the address bar here to just give you the exact URL to get to. Here we go.
F6, address edit combo, home.
Okay.
H-T.
Let me raise the volume a little bit here. Here we go.
Home, http://myfwc.com/ADA/blank.
Okay. Slight mistake I made earlier. You want to go to myfwc.com. That is the web page. So here we go. Let's go to the main page here.
Control F6.
And I'm going to hit Control Home here to get to the top of the page.
FWC-accessibility.
All right. So we are at the FWC, which is the Florida Wildlife Commission accessibility page. I am going to hit H because I already know where this section is.
Americans with Disabilities Act, left paren ADA, right paren accessibility information, heading level 1.
Okay, I also know that there is a table here that contains all the documents available from the Florida Wildlife Commission on the subject of permissions for various things. And I'll go through all the documents. Of course, the podcast is going to focus on the fishing license, but I'll just go through them so that you can see what what types of documents are available from the Florida Wildlife Commission here. All right, I'm going to hit T here to get to the table.
Column 1, row 1. Traffic right. PDF.
All right, so let's see.
Link ADA accommodation request, column 2.
Okay, there are two columns in this table, and the left column is whether it's a PDF or not, and the right column is the accommodation request. Here we go. First accommodation request.
Dash, link adaptive equipment for the blind permit, row 2.
Adaptive equipment for the blind. This is a document that has to be filled out if you are utilizing adaptive equipment for hunting or fishing or any other type of activity that you're performing out in the wild or in the ocean, wherever you might happen to be.
Dash, link alternative mobility permit, left parent and right parent, row 3.
Alternative mobility permit. So if you have some other alternate mobility device, then this is the type of permit that you would need to fill out.
PDF, link disabled crossbow permit, row 4.
So disabled crossbow permit. If you have a crossbow and you're disabled, this is the type of permit you want to fill out. Sorry about that, folks.
PDF, link disabled residence hunting or fishing license, row 5.
This is the one that we want. And I'm going to go down a little bit more, but this is the disabled.
PDF, link disabled residence hunting or fishing license, row 5.
Disabled hunting or fishing license. This is the one we're going to go to in a few minutes. But I'm going to get here. I'm going to get to the next one here.
PDF, link discrimination complaint, row 6.
Okay, discrimination complaint. Now, if you want to do that at some point, then you know the forms available for you.
PDF, link mobility dash impaired certification, row 7.
Mobility slash impaired certification. This is something that your doctor has to fill out. This is a form. You do not need this form in order to obtain a fishing license, but this form, I believe, is for employment. Take a look at it at your leisure.
Dash, link special dash use vehicle permit, left parent sub right parent, row 8.
They will allow you to use a vehicle in certain situations if you are blind or disabled, but this permit will have to be filled out before you're able to operate a vehicle that is within those limits.
Bottom of column, link okay. Special dash use.
So we're going to go back up to the fishing.
PDF, link discrimination, PDF, link disabled residence hunting or fishing license, row 5.
Okay, disabled permit for hunting or fishing. Here we go, I'm going to hit enter here.
Enter table, column 2, row 5. Disabled residence hunting or fishing license visited link 100%. Access underline dis underline app underline 3 left bracket 1 right bracket dot pdf dash adobe reader page has one heading and no links. State of Florida disabled hunting.
Okay, so here is the document. It just opened up in PDF. What I did is I had my daughter fill this out for me. I think you can fill it out. And as long as they have the information, you can do it yourself. The thing is that you have to sign the document at the bottom, but I'm going to go line by line here so you can understand what this document has. And for those of you who do not like JAWS the way I have it set up, just let me know. I will speed it up in the future. The reason I have it in this way is because I've had comments in the past and individuals telling me that JAWS is too fast and that it needs to be slowed down. So this is why I have my version of JAWS at defaults. It is because I want to make sure that everyone gets the information. And I know that sometimes it's really annoying to have JAWS running really slow. But for the most part, I've received comments indicating that JAWS should be made slower. So I'll go ahead and move on here. I'm going to go to the top of the page of this permit. Application.
Access underline dis underline app underline 3 left bracket 1 right bracket dot pdf.
Okay.
State of Florida.
State of Florida.
Disabled residence hunting slash fishing license application.
Okay. There we go. Let's keep on here.
Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. 2590 Executive Center Circle Suite 200. Tallahassee FL32301.
Keep that address. Once you obtain this document, the address will be on the top, and this is the place where you want to send all your paperwork when you are done filling out and gathering everything you need.
Underline, underline, underline.
Okay.
Left parent applicant name, right parent, left parent social security number, right parent. Underline, underline, underline. Left parent mailing address, right parent, left parent city, right parent, left parent state, right parent, left parent zip, right parent.
All right, so name, social security, city, state, zip, all the usual stuff. And It will be explained later why social security number is required.
Home, telephone, left parent, right parent, date of birth, mo, underline, 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 day, underline, 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 year, underline, underline, underline.
Okay, the birth date.
Sex, race, height, FT, and weight, eye color, hair color.
So eye color, hair color, sex, weight.
I do hereby attest and affirm that I have resided in this state for 6 continuous months prior to this date, that I claim Florida as my primary residence and all the above information is true and correct. I understand that a change of residence to another state will invalidate this license. New applicant.
Okay.
Graphic 140. Graphic 142. Replacement.
So, you have to choose here whether you are a new applicant or you are requesting a replacement card. And for the most part, this will be for new applicants. If you are requesting a replacement card, then here we go. Replacement card.
Graphic 146. Renewal.
Okay, so renewal.
Applicant's signature date.
So applicant's signature and date. This is where you have to sign and date the form.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, left parent FWC, right parent, collects social security number, left parent SSN, right parent, for the issuance of recreational and professional fishing or hunting licenses or permits to an individual in accordance with S. 372.561F.S. and 42 U.S.C. 666 for the purposes of administration of the Title IV-D program for child support enforcement used by the commission and as otherwise provided by law. License requirements.
Okay, so it is a law requirement that social security numbers are gathered for administration purposes.
In order to receive a no-cost resident disabled person's hunting and fishing certificate, applicants must attach a copy of one of the following, which certifies the applicant as totally and permanently disabled, colon.
Okay, so here's a list of the documents that you need to submit together with this application of hunting or fishing, okay? Just make sure that you have at least 3 of these documents, and I am going to list all of them, and I'm going to do some tips on what I did to get my license.
Certification by the United States Railroad Retirement Board.
Okay.
Certification by the United States Veterans Administration or any branch of the United States Armed Forces. State of Florida-Department of Veterans and Community Affairs-100% service-connected disabled veteran identification card, left parent, must have the statement total and permanent disabled, right parent.
Okay.
Florida Department of Labor and Employment Security Division of Workers' Compensation, left parent, less form DWC-4, right parent. An order from a judge of compensation claims. Written confirmation by the carrier providing workers' compensation benefits. Heading level 1 or documentation of current, left parent, dated within the last 12 months, right parent, eligibility for disability benefits from Social Security.
Okay, so you can also obtain a letter from Social Security that has this information from your doctor as well.
Administration, left parent form SSA-1099, not acceptable, right parent. Proof of residency.
Proof of residency, and typically this is a lease, copy of your lease.
Left parent must attach a copy of one of the following for new, replacement, or renewal, right parent.
Here are the options for residency information.
Florida driver's license, left parent, Florida only, or Florida ID card, not acceptable, right parent, note, colon, please submit a copy of the front and back.
Florida ID card, not acceptable.
Left Florida driver's license, left parent, Florida only, or Florida ID card, not acceptable, right parent, note, colon, please submit a copy of the front and back. Florida homestead exemption.
Florida homestead exemption.
Statement from the current landlord.
A statement, so this could be your lease, or a letter from the landlord indicating that you are living in Florida, in that location.
Florida voter's registration card.
Your voter's registration card, very important. If you have that, you could submit that, copy of it.
Hunter safety certification.
Hunter safety certification, if you have that.
Left parent, if born on or after June 1st, 1975, right parent. Certificate, no, certifying state, colon, underline, underline, underline.
There we go.
For county use only, colon. County, colon, clerk, colon, date, colon, underline, underline, underline. Hunting and fishing, left parent, salt and fresh, right parent, fishing only, left parent, salt and fresh, right parent, revised 12/07.
Okay, so there's the end of the form there.
Hunting and fishing, left pair and sultan.
So the last part of the form was something that was put there for internal use only. So when they receive this form, they will take a look at all the documents that you have submitted. And I submitted three documents. I submitted my ID, even though I knew it wasn't acceptable. I submitted a copy of my lease agreement. I submitted a copy of some other documents that I had that prove that I'm blind. And then within a couple of weeks, they mailed me my license. And my license right now is valid until 2010. I got it for 2 years, and it is free of charge. So that's it. That is the process for sending. And by the way, once you fill out all this paperwork, before I finish here, once you fill out all this paperwork, mail it to the address that is on the very top of this document.
Access under my state of Florida. Disabled residents hunting /Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Okay, there.
2590 Executive Center Circle, Suite 200, Tallahassee, FL 32301.
Okay, so that is the address. It is at the very top of the document. Mail it to them. They will receive it. Once they have it, they will process it and they will send you your license as long as all the documents are in order. So that's it. If you all have any questions, any concerns, any future things you'd like for me to cover, please feel free to contact me at jtblas@hotmail.com. That is jtblas@hotmail.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. Again, J, T as in Tom, B as in Boy, L as in Larry, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, @hotmail.com. Thank you very much. Thanks to Larry. Thanks to the group. Thanks, guys, for all your support. Have a good one. Safe fishing. Or hunting, for that matter.